Oklahoma's top elections official says misinformation is likely the biggest threat to the state's elections in 2020, ahead of cyber threats and physical tampering. State Election Board Secretary Paul Zierix says misinformation can include false information about election laws and procedures, like claims different parties will vote on different days.
Also, and this is becoming all too common, there's a growing trend of false accusations of voter suppression or voter fraud. Now, can suppression happen? Can fraud happen? Sure, but there are safeguards in place against both.
Zierix says misinformation should be reported to local and state election officials. Like 2016, foreign actors could again be a major source and amplifier of that misinformation, with social media posts aimed at voters. Sarah Mogerod is a misinformation expert with the University of Southern California. She says no one was immune 4 years ago.
Oftentimes, misinformation and bots are associated with one party in particular. However, on both sides of politics and both sides of the election, misinformation and bots were influencing the discussions.
Mogerod says rather than just sharing something, social media users should check out where and who a post came from first. Information coming from only one place, on a website with a URL that mirrors a credible site or that tries to incite an emotional response, should raise red flags about accuracy. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.